In nearly every school shooting, including the 1999 tragedy at Columbine High School, the shooters were medicated. In July 2012, James Holmes walked into a midnight showing of a Batman movie in Aurora, Colorado, and killed 12 people, wounding 58 others. The Denver Post reported Holmes was taking a generic form of the drug Zoloft. The fact that Sung-hui Cho, who killed 32 persons at Virginia Tech in April 2007, had been undergoing psychological counseling involving the use of prescription psychoactive drugs was rarely mentioned in the mass media. In fact, the prescription drug use of other mass murderers remains unclear because authorities have sealed their medical records from the public. It is known that Army Specialist Ivan Lopez, who killed 4 persons, including himself, in an April 2014 shooting spree at Fort Hood, Texas, was being treated with Ambien and other medication for anxiety and depression. Likewise, Aaron Alexis, who killed 12 persons at the Washington Navy Yard in 2013, was being treated with the antidepressant Trazodone. Sometimes the psychiatric drugs themselves are a factor, as withdrawal from selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, can be particularly unpleasant. British psychiatrist Dr. David Healy notes that almost all the school shooters that we know of have either been on or using these drugs or in withdrawal from them, a condition called SSRI discontinuation syndrome. While certain states of depression undoubtedly can be soothed by such SSRIs as Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, and others, Dr. Healy warned, "You can become emotionally numb when you go on these drugs. That means you can do things you wouldn't normally contemplate doing." The website SSRIstories.org has begun to explore the potentially deadly effects of these drugs. It offers a collection of more than 5,000 accounts from popular media and scientific journals in which prescription drugs were associated with a variety of deviant acts, many of them violent. Withdrawal, especially abrupt withdrawal from any of these medications, can cause severe neuropsychiatric and physical symptoms, warned a post on this site. Withdrawal is sometimes more severe than the original symptoms or problems. Several stories recounted on the site involved the violent behavior of patients who had gone off their medication. One example was the tragedy of 35-year-old Derek Ward, who in October 2014 decapitated his mother, Pat, who had scheduled an appointment with a psychiatrist in 2 days to replenish her son's SSRI medications. Ward, who according to his family had been off his medications only 4 days, later died when he threw himself in front of a train.